I'm Korva Coleman. Russia is weighing in on the tension in Ukraine. Jessica Gallagher reports the Kremlin says the outlook for Ukraine is not good.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says blood has once again been spilled in Ukraine and the country is on the brink of civil war. Medvedev made the comments on his Facebook page as Ukraine's interim president says an anti-terrorist operation against pro-Russian demonstrators has begun in the country's east. Alexander Turchinov telling Parliament the operation began in northern Donetsk and it will be carried out in stages and in a responsible way so as to defend Ukrainian citizens. Moscow maintains Kiev is responsible for dissent in eastern Ukraine, saying it has consistently been ignoring the needs of Russian-speaking Ukrainians. Kiev says the Kremlin has been paying locals to stoke dissent. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Israel's foreign minister has told a newspaper there Israel has regular behind-the-scenes contact with certain Arab states. He says mutual concerns about Iran could lead to diplomatic relations. NPR's Emily Harris has more.
Fear of Iran and al-Qaeda unite Israel and some Arab states, Israel's foreign minister Avigdor Lieberman said in an interview. He said he has spent years talking with Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and predicted that secret dialogue will shift to open conversation within a couple of years. Both countries denied any contact with Israel. Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have suggested in the past that moderate Sunni Muslim states are worried, like Israel, that Iran wants to build a nuclear bomb. Meanwhile, the Israeli minister in charge of nuclear affairs said Monday any deal brokered between international powers and Iran must make it impossible for Tehran to build a bomb in less than a year. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Weather permitting, an unmanned sub searching for the missing Malaysian airliner is expected to head underwater again today. It had to cut its trip short yesterday when it went beyond its operating depth. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The submersible began its return to the surface after only 6 hours into a 16-hour planned voyage. Officials said it had gone beyond its limit of nearly 15,000 feet. A built-in safety feature returned it to the surface. The sub's job is to develop a 3D map of the ocean floor to help searchers find wreckage of the plane, which disappeared 39 days ago. Optimally, the sub should be able to cover 15 square miles a day. But the search area in the southern Indian Ocean sprawls over more than 18,000 square miles. Officials say navigating it will be slow and laborious. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is the first anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. The two explosions at the race finish killed three people and wounded hundreds. Today, the city will hold tributes to the victims. Vice President Joe Biden will speak at a memorial ceremony today in Boston. President Obama will observe a moment of silence at the White House. This is NPR. A white supremacist is expected to face hate crimes charges in connection with three murders at Jewish centers in suburban Kansas City. He has yet to be formally charged, but 73-year-old Frazier Glenn Cross remains jailed in Kansas. A deputy minister in the Afghan government has been kidnapped at gunpoint in Kabul. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the Taliban claimed they were not responsible for the abduction.
A Kabul police chief says Ahmad Shah Wahid, deputy minister of public works, was driving to his office when gunmen stopped his car, shot his bodyguard, and dragged Wahid into their vehicle. Kidnapping has been on the rise in Afghanistan as wealthy businessmen are often abducted by criminal gangs. Though it's unusual to see government officials kidnapped, especially one this high-ranking. Ministry officials say Wahid oversaw expensive development projects, and it's possible the kidnapping was related to a contract dispute. Making the abduction more surprising is that Kabul is still under heightened security due to the ongoing election process. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Libya says armed men have kidnapped Jordan's ambassador to Tripoli. He was seized today when gunmen fired on his car and then pulled him out. His driver was shot and wounded. India's highest court has created a category for a third gender. The justices ruled federal and state governments in India must include transgendered people in official programs. Previously, they registered as female or male in all official documents. The Indian court wrote that all human beings have the right to choose their gender, including those who identify as neither of them. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.